This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Police have arrested two men in connection with the search for the Washington, D.C. area sniper. The two were found sleeping in a car at a rest stop along Interstate 70 near Frederick, Maryland. That's about an hour northwest of Washington, D.C. Police have not said the men are suspects in the shootings that have killed 10 and wounded 3, but they described one of the men as armed and dangerous and said he is wanted on a federal firearms violation. NPR's Larry Abramson is here. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Bob.
Who are these two men who have been arrested, and what is their connection to the investigation?
Okay, we believe these two men are John Allen Williams, also known as John Allen Muhammad, and Lee Malveaux, who is apparently his stepson. And as you may recall, late last night, Chief Charles Moose, who is the head of the investigation into the sniper shooting, he's from the Montgomery County Police, issued a warrant for their arrest. And within a couple of hours, an alert citizen who heard that alert was at a rest stop in outside of Frederick, Maryland. He noticed the 1990 Chevrolet Caprice that Chief Moose described in that warrant. He phoned 911. Police told him to stay away from the car, lock himself in the car was one of the reports I heard, and wait until they got there. And then they got there a couple of hours later, I believe it was about 3:30 in the morning, and they arrested the two men, apparently without an actual fight, although it sounded like there was some drama. They used stun grenades and things to distract the two men, but they were sleeping in their car and apparently had been there for a couple of hours until police actually arrived. We don't know a whole lot about these guys. We do know that John Allen Williams is about 41 or 42 years old. He's a Gulf War veteran, but we're told he did not have special weapons training, sniper training, or anything. As you know, that's been one of the questions that's been asked many times, is whether somebody with special training as a sniper from the military should be investigated because of the skill that the sniper has shown in shooting and in evading police.
He had been stationed at Fort Lewis, Washington, near Tacoma, and overnight police searched a house in Tacoma, Washington.
That's right. The threads start to spread out here, and they get very thin, and some of these threads might break in the course of the story, and some of these links might not hold up. But we do know the police effected a very thorough search of a house in Tacoma, Washington, where John Allen Williams lived, apparently for a time earlier this year, with Lee Malveaux. Lee Malveaux, by the way, is only 17. Malveaux went to high school in Bellingham, Washington, which I believe is about 100 miles north of Tacoma. It sounds like he spent some time living in this house with his father, stepfather, pardon me. And police tore up the lawn of this house, did a very thorough search with magnetometers. It looked like they were looking for bullets, shell casings, something that might link them to these sniper attacks. They took apart some tree stumps that were found on the property, looking for possibly the same evidence, because neighbors had reported that Williams had done some target practice in his backyard. They mentioned that he would take three quick shots with a high-powered, very loud rifle, according to somebody nearby who had some weapons training and said he could distinguish between a handgun and a rifle. Now, one of the other links that we have here is that there have been reports that there was a murder in Montgomery, Alabama that was being investigated, and somebody phoned the sniper task force and said that that killing in September was linked to the sniper attacks. There have been reports that Lee Malveaux was linked to this killing in Montgomery, Alabama, but
the
police chief...
This is the 17-year-old.
That's right, I'm sorry, the 17-year-old. But we've just heard the police chief from Montgomery dispute that and say that there was no note found and this person's fingerprint wasn't there at this slaying. But police are investigating a link between the sniper attacks and this killing in Montgomery. We just don't know exactly what the link is and how they're tied and if they're tied.
Now, before these arrests, Police Chief Charles Moose of Montgomery County, Maryland, tried to communicate with someone claiming to be the sniper.
That's right. Since last weekend, somebody has been communicating with police. He left a note at the Ponderosa restaurant where somebody was shot in Ashland, Virginia on Saturday night. He said, you know, he basically tried to set up a phone conversation with them and left a number for them to call. Then he left another note outside in the area where there was a shooting in Montgomery County, Maryland, on Monday morning. And he has been trying to set up a line of communication and has apparently had a hard time. There are press reports that say he was unable to get through on the police tip line. He wanted to set up a secure 800 number. The police then responded using the media as a conduit, saying, "We cannot communicate with you in the way that you want us to. It is electronically impossible. Please stay in touch." Police trying to keep the lines of communication open with this person who appears to be saying he's the sniper. Then last night, Chief Moose comes out with another very spooky communication to this person, saying, "We've had a hard time getting in touch with you because you keep contacting us at different local authorities," in other words, not just calling the tip line, "and we know that it is very important to you," he said, "that we say this: we have caught the sniper like a duck in a noose." And then Chief Moose said, "We don't know why it's important for us to say this, but we're saying it. In other words, we're doing what you asked us to do."
And the next thing that happened was he had a description of a car and a license tag. And, you know, the link there, we don't know.
That's right. There are these two parallel paths going on, these arrests and then these communications. It was sort of similar on Monday morning, as you recall, because we were here together on Monday morning. We had these communications going out, Chief Moose talking about notes and talking about trying to set up phone calls. And then we had this sudden arrest in Richmond, Virginia, of these two unfortunate immigrants who apparently used a payphone that the sniper, or the person saying it was the sniper, apparently used. A few hours later, we found out these people had no connection and they were probably headed for deportation proceedings, but it didn't look like those arrests were leading anywhere. Now, there are press reports now saying that the two men who were arrested last night, Williams and Malveaux, are in fact suspects. We don't know that that is the case. It's possible they are only material witnesses, but even if they're only material witnesses, that would be a big break in this case, which has appeared to stymie law enforcement officials up till now.
Well, it would be wishful thinking, of course, for everyone in this part of the world.
That's right. And, you know, we have all these officials coming on the air saying, "Please give us time to do our work." Some of us, you know, they've only been had these guys in custody for a few hours, and they are, of course, asking for the impossible, which is this unstoppable train of media coverage. Wait a little while until they've actually answered some questions. But it's not hard to understand why people want answers right away. People in this area are scared. They're frustrated that this has gone on for over 3 weeks now. And they have been pressuring the police indirectly and directly to please give us more information.
And beyond that, of course, one wants to know a motive.
Yeah, that's right. We still haven't figured out why this person would be doing this. There have been reports that these notes that were left behind contained a demand for $10 million. That's a motive. It doesn't make a lot of sense because the shooter had been out there killing people for 2.5 weeks before leaving notes behind. It could be a person trying to take advantage of this situation and get the money for themselves. But, you know, this is an irrational person. We can't assume that they're going to do things in a rational way.
NPR's Larry Abramson.